Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Now, I mentioned, of course, Operation Squawk Eye. Do you remember we were talking about the injured seagull that played 24 minutes in the All-Ireland football final, the men's final last weekend? And we were on to Dan Donaher, or Donaher, Dan Donaher, wouldn't it be, in Kildare, wildlife manager there, to find out how the seagull, are we going to be able to release the seagull into the wild, is what we've been wondering all week. Dan is on the line. Dan Donaher, or Donaher, is it Dan Donaher or Donaher?
It's Donaher.
Donaher.
Good morning, Oliver.
Dan Donaher, thanks a million for joining us again from Kildare Wildlife Rescue. Yes.
Good morning.
Tom in Galway helped us call the seagull Squawk Eye. How is Squawk Eye doing right now this morning, Dan?
Doing very well. Yeah, he's just had his breakfast of sprats. He's had about 10 sprats this morning.
Sprat? So what's a
doing
sprat?
Doing very well. Yeah, that's it. He's getting treated very well. I don't think Dustin the turkey is no longer the most famous bird in Ireland.
Okay. No, definitely not. And I don't think Dustin eats sprats either. Is that fish, is it? I presume it's fish.
It is fish, small fish, yeah.
Very good. And so the wing is on the mend?
Yeah, it's just not 100% yet, so we're just going to give him another 4 or 5 days just to rest.
Oh, so there'll be no release of Squawk Eye today?
No release today, I'm afraid.
Stand everybody down from around. And you have to release Squawk Eye back into the vicinity of Croke Park, I believe, because that's...
Yeah, exactly. So that's where they would be nesting. That's their home territory. So, yeah, we'll go back close by to Croke Park there.
The people of Dublin 3 are really missing Squawk Eye at 5 a.m. in the morning. But but if it'll be 4 or 5 days, Squawk Eye will be released.
Yeah, all going well. Yeah, we're going to reassess that wing again on Tuesday. So we'll know more then whether we're going to go ahead the next week. But hopefully he's doing very well, very settled and eating well. So.
What's he doing in the meantime? Is he just hanging out in a cage? Does he get a view?
Yeah, so he's got an enclosure where he's just kind of hanging out and just resting.
It's
kind of secluded, so it's not to stress him out, because obviously wildlife can get very stressed out.
Yeah.
So he's been kept very quiet in a nice, lovely pen.
A quiet seagull. It's everybody's dream. But come here to me, he's going to be okay, and maybe you'll barbecue some of the squats, whatever they are for the bank holiday weekend, because it's sunny and all
Squats,
that.
Yeah, he'll Squats. Be looked after well over the weekend. We have, our volunteers are amazing. They work, you know, this time of year, it's a really busy time, so it's working from early morning to late at night, so he'll be looked after well over the weekend, as well as the other 480 animals we have at the minute.
Oh my God, 480 animals. It's a busy place. I mean, you got loads of attention over after our discussion the other day, all over the place. BBC and everything covered Squawk Eye's condition.
It really has, really.
This is handy for you because you're fundraising for something.
Yeah, so at the moment we're fundraising for a wildlife ambulance. We have an amazing team of wildlife responders that we've trained to go out and rescue animals in the Leinster area. But this ambulance would be a real benefit to them, to support them, to help more animals, and to, you know, it'll be kitted out with cages, we'll have specialised rescue equipment, and then some first aid before the animals are brought then to the vets or back down to the wildlife centre here in Kildare Town.
Brilliant.
So we're really hoping that people can get behind this fundraiser so that we can get this ambulance on the road in the next few months.
And people can donate by looking up Kildare Wildlife Rescue on your online bits and pieces, isn't that right?
Yeah, that's it. We have the link up there on the GoFundMe, and we share it every day. So hopefully people will be able to. Doesn't matter if it's only €5, the price of a coffee, it does matter, and will help us to achieve our goal.
To get the wildlife. Dan, how long are you in as a volunteer there with Kildare Wildlife Rescue?
So I've been volunteer. I was always interested in wildlife, but since I was 17, kind of started working for domestic rescue. And then it's when I noticed kind of there was birds or rabbits coming to the gate that they had nowhere else to go. So we decided then to put more effort into wildlife, and it kind of grew from there over the years. And I've met some fantastic people, and then just 2 years ago set up Kildare Wildlife Rescue. So that's just a dedicated charity.
Oh my God, right, very good.
Yeah, with a group of other individuals. You know, I'm only one part of, you know, many people within the organisation who all work tirelessly to achieve what we're doing. I'm just a manager, but we've 120 volunteers all over the organisation.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a big operation, and so many people are fantastic.
Good people and doing great work. By the way, you sound very young. When you were 17, is that a long time ago?
It's 20 years ago, yes.
20 years ago? I would not have guessed that. Wow. Well, Dan Donoher,
even though all the long nights, still doing okay, I think.
yeah, very good. Listen, Dan, thank you so much. We'll check in with you again, see how Squawk Eye, tell him we were all asking after him, and tell him to enjoy the Sprats and enjoy the bank holiday. And you do too.
Thanks a million, you too.
We'll be back to release Squawk Eye into the wild. Thank you. That's Dan Donoher from Kildare Wildlife Rescue.